Burning biomass for electricity as part of the renewable energy target is emerging as a last-minute hitch, perhaps, to a peace deal on the RET. Early this morning on the program, we heard from the Australia Institute, which has new research claiming that wind and solar could lose up to 15% of the 2020 RET target if burning native forest and woody waste is defined as renewable energy. Well, Ross Hampton is CEO of the Australian Forest Productions Association. Ross Hampton, good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Ross, I know you want to talk about the research put forward by the Australia Institute, and I'll come to that. But can I just ask you first, from your point of view, from the Australian Forest Products Association, has a deal been done? Will burning biomass be counted as part of the renewable energy target?
Well, we'd like to think so, Fran, but really it's very hard to preempt what happens in the House and in the Senate, as you know. And certainly I was delighted to hear this morning that Mr. Shorten on your program didn't rule out including or re-including, let's be clear about this, it's reinstating what was taken out by the Greens in the alliance with Labor last term of government. So he didn't rule that out this morning, and we've put out a press release already saying thank you for that.
It has been Labor's position, and Mark Butler was quite clear when we spoke to him a week or so ago, that Labor would not accept a renewable energy target that had biomass in it. But you believe that Labor is not so hard and cut and dried on that, is that right?
Well, as I say, we've taken some heart from the Labor leader's comment with you this morning, or interview with you this morning, when he didn't actually rule that out. Because after all, this was a Greens position, not a Labor position. Biomass is accepted all over the world as a renewable energy source. And in Australia, it absolutely only means the things that we currently leave on the forest floor after we harvest, and in the sides and exit rows of the mills after we use it for good furniture and that sort of thing. So it's only wood waste that we're talking about here, and Labor traditionally has been in accord with that. Indeed, a Labor inquiry in 2011 said it was a good idea to include it, and we've had the Clean Energy Council say if it's from sustainably managed forests, it's okay, and the Climate Change Authority says it's okay. Everyone says it's okay, actually, and in this case, we hope that Labor will side with the rural workers rather than this kind of green scare campaign, which has come at the last minute. Biomass hasn't come at the last minute. The green scare campaign has. Biomass has been in the discussion from day one.
Biomass isn't in the current legislation, though, so it hasn't been in discussion the last few years.
Well, it has been in discussion for the last few years in that it's been a constant position from the forest industry. And indeed,
because Mark Butler said to us the other day he hadn't heard of it, and he said ahead of the last meeting, if the government's going to whack something like that new on the table now, they're not interested because they haven't been part of the discussions.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously you and I aren't in the room with Labor and the government on that. All I can say is that the government had it as an election commitment, and certainly we've been riding to the opposition and speaking to them constantly for the last 2 years. So,
okay.
It shouldn't be a surprise to anyone at all.
Let's cut to the chase here about what is the potential, in your view, for biomass to generate electricity, because the Australian Institute this morning has come up with their research. They say they estimate 3,000 to 5,000 gigawatt hours a year of electricity coming from biomass if it's allowed in, and that would be their concern. Does that accord? That does accord, doesn't it, with your association, what you told the Warburton Inquiry into the RET?
Indeed it does, but it's a very theoretical number. I mean, I have great respect for Richard Dennis and the Australia Institute, but in this case I think they're allowing their dismay about forestry operations in Australia more generally to colour the flavour of their argument about biomass. Theoretically, yes, if we had institutions and we had structures and infrastructure in Australia like we do have in other parts of the world, such as Europe, where biomass is maybe 12% of their renewable energy mix, we would be able to do that without touching one additional tree. But that's theoretically. And as everyone really knows, and I'm sure Richard knows this too, in actual fact, there isn't the infrastructure available to do that in Australia. So it would be a very small amount of the renewable energy target that it would take up. But the point here, Fran, though, is the argument against biomass because it would be too successful, or because it's not supposed to be a renewable energy feed source? So I don't know what argument we're supposed to be having. In our view, if the argument is that it's accepted as a renewable energy source and it's going to take too much of the RET, well, that's great. I'm happy to have that discussion with anyone, because at least we've passed that threshold, which is the silly one, which says that, you know, this material that's left on the forest floor or beside a sawmill somehow or other doesn't qualify as renewable when patently trees grow again. What could be more renewable than that?
All right, well, we'll try and flesh out that argument over the coming weeks. Ross Hampton, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Ross Hampton is CEO of the Australian Forest Products Association.